We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, Knicks fans? Hopefully by now you've heard about T-Squared Social, your new home for Knicks Film School watch parties. The next one on Sunday, April 28th for Game 4 of the Knicks' first round series against the Sixers. Founded by Tiger Woods and Justin Timberlake, this place has everything for a sports fan. Watch the entire Knicks, Rangers, and Islanders playoff runs or other sporting events like the Red Hot Mets and Yankees or other NBA playoff games. T-Squared also wants you to know that even when KFS isn't there, you could still join them to watch all Knicks playoff games from a private viewing area that features the largest screen in New York City, or reserve a table, grab a drink, and order a delicious meal while surrounded by their several dozen TV screens. Take this Thursday, for example. The Knicks play Game 3, the Yankees play the Athletics, the Islanders play the Hurricanes, and it's the NFL Draft. If you're a Knicks fan but also want to multitask, T-Squared will make sure you don't miss a meaningful minute of the action. T-Squared Social, your number one place to watch the next big Knicks game. Get a free draft beer when you tell them Knicks Film School sent you. Visit tsquaredsocial.com for more information.
Dante, that was one of the most extraordinary finishes we've seen in playoff history. You guys score 8 straight points there. Can you walk me through how you guys are able to pull that off?
I mean, listen to this. This is what we do. This is who we do it for. That's it. 2-0.
This game, just unbelievable finish. And for you in particular, Dante, how did you get this done? First, you find Jaylen in the corner. Then you get a steal. Then you knock down a three yourself. I mean, what was your mindset to close this thing out?
This team has a lot of confidence in each other. So, you know, you got to shout out Jaylen and Josh. Got a huge, huge, huge stop. Isaiah gets off his rebound, OG kicks it out, and just confidence stays high. And listen to this place right now.
In game one, your bench has 42 points. In game two, all 5 starters in double figures. How much confidence does this team have in the way that you guys can close out these games in different ways?
Yeah, you got to find different ways to win. You know, the series really doesn't start until after the first game. So, you know, we there are adjustments. We made some adjustments, and, you know, now we're going to Philly and try to get a couple more.
Dante, congrats.
Thank you very much.
Mike, what a crowd, what a moment.
There is no building in basketball that sounds like Madison Square Garden.
Frank Miranda, what's going on? Frank, what's up, Mac? And Andrew, it's your boy Frank from Patreon. What the fuck? That's it. That's the super chat. I have nothing else. God bless this team and KFS. Let's fucking go. Frank, I appreciate you, man. I love having you here as part of the community. Always appreciate your contributions and your thoughts. Come a long way. Come a long way. Hayden Fried, we stand with Jalen Brunson. Yes. Hashtag our guy. Yes. Hashtag MVP 11. Yes. It's so, it's wild how quickly things could turn. And I'm not saying that's what's happening. But we know what happens. We know what happens. A couple bad games at the wrong moment. Why is he taking so many shots? His ball hog. Got to pass out. He's forcing it. I think some of these things are true to a certain extent. And again, I am excited to talk to Fred about it tomorrow and ask him his opinion. I'm excited to go rewatch all of this stuff. This guy changed the franchise.
DiVincenzo's not here if there's no Jalen Brunson. Josh Hart is not here if there's no Jalen Brunson. Shit. Tom Thibodeau may not be here if there's no Jalen Brunson because he might have gotten fired. Like, he's the center of everything. He's had two bad games. Two. Alex, what's going on, Alex? We survived the Maxi flu game. Thank God. I would have been sick to my freaking stomach if that narrative caught wind. We survived the Goebel. Goebel may have helped us out. I don't know. We fought. We clawed. We didn't give up. I love this effing team. This game used to happen to us. Now we bring the pain to others. Go Deuce. That's what I can't wait to rewatch. I can't wait to rewatch Deuce grabbing the ball out of, again, I think it was Kyle Lowry's hands or arms, mitts, whatever. Yeah. Thank you, Alex. Hayden Freed with another one. Deuce and one and bogey threes were huge. We break teams. Yeah, I almost forgot, actually. Deuce got the call on that, too. Again, it was the loudest the garden was. It was Maxi. Sorry. It was not Lowry. It was Maxi. Thank you, Andrew, for correcting me. Not surprised. Deuce is relentless. He's relentless. And the bogey three, like I said it in the moment. And again, I know bogey's stat line didn't end up being great. He's a big game player. And I think, can we call the maybe I should whisper this. Can we call the trade a success? Right? Like, he's made winning plays now in two straight playoff games. They don't win game one without him. They don't win game two without him. That's two for two. I know he wasn't like great tonight. I know he was off in the first half. Those threes in the fourth quarter were ginormous. I think the trade might have been a success. Brando, that sequence will go down in Knicks history. Yes. Absolutely. JJK, over under on Macri drunk crying this stream. Let's go Knicks. No. There's not going to be any tears tonight. I'm not even drunk, even though, you know what I can't wait to do? I can't wait to eat some sort of food. I had a slider at Penn 6. Shout out again to Penn 6. Delicious slider. That's the only bite of food I've had since I had a omelet for breakfast this morning. So as soon as this live stream is done, at whatever time it's done, I'm going to go upstairs and I'm going to raid the fridge. Hopefully not wake up my family in the process. Can't tell you what I'm going to find. It's going to be something. We'll see. Thank you, JJK. Freeway Hustle 21. Let's not forget that Philly was a chip contender. What this team is doing is extraordinary, even with Embiid at less than 100%. So I'd love to speak on this for a moment because I don't think you should speak in the past tense. You know, I don't know how many patrons we have here. I actually met a patron earlier tonight. Shout out to all of our patrons. But when me and Andrew were doing we did a little mini draft at the end of our recent Patreon episode together. And we were drafting teams by championship equity in terms of like what percent chance would you give them to actually win the whole goddamn thing? And like, I picked the Knicks to win the series. I thought they'd win the series before it started. I still think they were going to win the series. And yet I think I had Philly like third or fourth or something in championship equity. Again, subscribe to Knicks Folks Will Patreon. Did I have him third? Well, there you go. It was probably too high. It's probably too high. But I just, when they put it all together and if Embiid's going and if Maxi's going and their role players are doing just enough, like this team is frightening. How many possessions tonight as a Knicks fan did you watch and you're just like, all right, tip my cap. Knicks played great defense. Didn't matter. There were so many possessions like that. And like, maybe the theory is like a team can't sustain on those alone, but like they also find a way, I think, often to generate just like pretty easy offense for the ancillary pieces. It's a really good team. It's a really, really, really great team. And I think we may look back on the loser of this series and be like, are we sure that wasn't a top five team in the league this year? And they just so happen to be playing each other in the first round. Thanks, Freeway Hustler. Alex, what's going on, Alex? Two wins to start the series with JB playing two of the worst games of his life and Maxi, two of the best. Just imagine what happens once that reverses. I wonder if we're going to get a bad Maxi game here. Boy, would I love one. They could use one. I don't know. Maybe we're getting game three or four. We'll see. Need a big JB game at some point soon, just to kind of calm the waters. Anthony, can't overstate their passing skills by iHeart to OG. I don't know if you're referencing one pass in particular, but I completely agree with you. I'm sorry, I have to read this tweet from Tim Bontemps. Tim Bontemps, who was covering the game tonight, I noticed him because I was right by where the press are. This is, again, Tim tweeted this out at 12:47 a.m. So about 10 minutes ago. And more than 2 hours after the game ended. I still can't believe how the Knicks game ended. What an insane atmosphere. The moment with DiVincenzo and the crowd on the court after the game was something else. Just a wild night, and what a wild series already through two games.
Yeah.
I mean, again, this is Tim Bontemps, who's been covering the league for a long time, and like, he doesn't send out tweets like this, and that he's inspired to send this tweet out at 12:47 a.m. It really does tell you all you need to know. As I have on TNT, and they're showing the highlights of the close here. Man, I can't believe, I was surprised actually they overturned that foul on DiVincenzo. I'm also surprised that the shot by Brunson didn't go down there. All right, let's keep it going. Thanks, Anthony. Rob DeLusma, look, you beautiful gentleman, the Knicks will kick your ass. That is all, Andrew. They did tonight. Thanks, Rob. Giovanni Mastretta, what is going on with Joel's right eye? Can we talk about it? What happens if JB gets Embiid's whistle? I don't give a F. This fucking team, let's fucking go, Knicks. That's it. Don't hold your breath. Jalen Brunson is not going to get Embiid's whistle. No one in the league gets Embiid's whistle because he has figured out a way. He's using the rule book to his advantage. And like, it is kind of the Shaquille O'Neal proposition where it's like, but he's taken it to a new level because here's the problem with Shaq. It was like, you call anything a foul, you call nothing a foul. With Embiid, like, he makes you blow the whistle, and under the current rules, like, they're not wrong for blowing the whistle. Man, just watched Embiid's last shot again, hit back iron. Anyway, it's not going to happen. What's going on with his right eye? I have no idea, but I know he's wearing sunglasses like before the game. He wore sunglasses in the last game. We'll see. Thanks, Giovanni. Jessica, what's going on, Jessica? Happy birthday to the one and only Robert Cross. He is a blessing to KFS and the Knicks community. I agree. Cheers to you, Robert. You rule. Three brooms, hashtag 53 candles. Is Robert? No, Robert was 50 last year, so that means he's 51. Boy, oh boy, when he turns 53, are we going to have some kind of party? Thanks, Jess. Bake. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to get emotional with this one. My dad passed away on 3/24, and he would call me after most Knicks games. As that ending sequence happened, my wife looked at me and said, your phone should be ringing. Goodness gracious. It fucking broke me. Let's fucking go Knicks.
Wow.
I called my dad in the cab on the way home. And I haven't called my dad after a game in years. It's really, it's cool that you had that relationship where he would call you after most next games and that you got to talk about it. And that's something that you can carry forward and keep with you. And just be happy you had that. Because, you know, it's rare, I think, to bond over a sports team. I know we get a lot of those sorts of comments that people talk about their shared love of the Knicks with, like, whether it's a father or a brother or whatever. It is rare. And anyway, thank you for sharing that. Sorry to hear about your dad. And hope he's enjoying from wherever he is now. And that is that.
I'll just echo what John said, Bake. Our condolences to you and your family. And I'm sure it was a mixed bag when your wife said that to you. So I've shared on this show last summer, my wife lost her father a month before our wedding last year. And John knows this from that day, the way we commemorated him. Lifelong Rangers fan, and we had his Rangers jacket everywhere, you know, on a seat to honor him in the front row, and then obviously in a seat in the reception. And I see that Rangers jacket every time I go over my in-laws. And this Rangers playoff run is giving us a similar feeling. But the beauty of sports, as John just put it, is it's a way to remember the good. And experiencing the good moments after they're gone is how you remember them best. So I'm glad you got to experience one of these really good moments, and your joy and your jubilation in it is the best way to feel connected to them.
Well said, sir.
Thank you. You as well.
What's up, Knicks fans? You know, the other day I was talking to two girls who were telling me how into foreplay they are and how they wish they had more single guys to do it with. No, not that foreplay. We're not looking to get teed up on the pod. I'm talking F-O-U-R-P-L-A-Y foreplay. It's an app where single friends team up and double date other single friends. It's a more fun, lower pressure, and safer way to meet new people, which is exactly why single girls love it. In fact, they love it so much that they make up the majority of teams on the app, as in a 3-to-1 ratio in your favor. Back when I was single, I would have definitely loved this. Look, we all know everything is better with a friend. Just ask Josh and Jalen, even if Brunson won't admit it. And with foreplay, you don't have to sacrifice bromance for romance, because it's a chance to enjoy a night out with a buddy while meeting two new people in a more social environment without any expectation. And the icing on the cake, it's totally free. All right, it's game time. So head over to the App Store now and download foreplay, F-O-U-R-P-L-A-Y, and get ready for a little 2-on-2 pickup. Fraze Vader, what's going on, Fraze Vader? Fraze Vader. Huge win, Big Ragu, Dean Moxie watched it at the bar in San Francisco. Oh, that's cool. Nice little happy hour watch. Walked to Oracle to see the Mets. Let's freaking go. Mets, let's freaking go. Rangers, Luke, I am not your father. What?
I just remembered the Mets are on now.
Are they? Nice.
They're in San Francisco.
Moxie, good word. I don't think we had anybody use Moxie tonight. Moxie is a good word. We should use Moxie more.
We should. Luke, I am not your father. I'm blanking on that. All right, let's go, Matt. I agree.
Brando, Embiid didn't box out and found out. That was on the Hartenstein or offensive rebound, right? I saw somebody, there's a lot going on Twitter, or there was a lot going on Twitter. I saw somebody had a clip of that said something about Embiid ball watching. Didn't see it. You got to box his team out. Hardenstein's him and Mitch, two of them, just beasts. And not only them, everybody. Absolute beasts. Josh Hart led them in rebounds by a mile tonight, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, at 15.
15. My God. How many? When's the last time Nick had 20 and 15 and hit 4 threes? Might be, actually, is he the first? He might be he might be the first Nick in history. I would guess he is the first Nick in playoff history to have 20 and 15 with four made threes. That would be my guess, but.
So I'll put up the next super chat. I'm going to call my shot now and say Melo did it in that Boston game because I was 42 and 17. I'm assuming he made at least four threes.
You're right.
But
you're right.
I'm just going to look it up, see what happened.
Maybe two. Sam Garcia, live from Monday Night Raw. Go New York, go New York, go. Monday Night Raw. I remember that. DJ Mike or MKC, you can't tell me that JB3 wasn't the basketball god smiling on us for not being cowards and taking the two seed. I love this team. I love the sentiment of both reflecting back on the Reggie 8 points in 8.9 seconds, and the fact that maybe it's the basketball gods repaying the Knicks for doing the right thing. I think those are the two. If you're going to go with two kind of references, you know, I think those are the correct two for tonight. Thanks, DJ. Oh, Travis Robbins, thank you so much for the generosity. Long time first tome. Did you mean to say tome? Long time first time. Was in the building when Booker and SGA threw daggers this year. Yeah, those were pretty rough. I mean, the SGA was, yeah, those were the two. Those were the only two that happened at the final buzzer. Unless you want to count the Houston one, but like that wasn't at home. It was the Booker and the SGA were at home. Knicks fan since the 80s. Season ticket holder since the Melo trade. Was in the building tonight and all the losses were washed away. You kind of do feel like that, right? You kind of, but for that to be the case, that this team needs to continue to do some special things, you know, like 99, the Houston shot. Would it have mattered less if they like lost in the conference finals, Indiana? Like I was going to say, lost in the Eastern Conference semis. They were never losing to Atlanta. Would it have mattered less if they lost to Indiana in the conference finals? I don't know. Got to win this series for this, and I don't know. What needs to happen this season for this ending to take its place in the pantheon? Truly take its place. And maybe it will, or maybe it will regardless of anything. It might. We'll see. Feels that way right now. It's going to take its place. Thanks, Travis. Our associate producer, Kevin. Why not now? There it is. This team has too much heart. Josh and Isaiah, what the fuck? Everybody like and share this live stream, clutch effort and buckets. Let's freaking go Mets. Hashtag why not now. Got a lot in there, Kev. Thank you. And yes, everybody, 3 hours in, I don't know if everybody's still watching, but please, if you are watching, like the live stream because that gets more people watching and we like to grow even bigger here at Knicks Film School. So
Melo against Boston is the only other time it's happened in the playoffs. Would you like to know the two Knicks who have ever done this, John?
20 and 15 with four threes in a game?
Mm-hmm.
Besides Melo.
Besides Carmelo Anthony and now Josh Hart. Two regular season performances. One player did it. Here's your first hint. One player did it four times.
Julius
Randle did it four times. And the other one.
Can you give me a decade?
Last decade. 2010s. Took place in a loss to the Charlotte Bobcats. No, not Kristaps Porzingis.
15 rebounds. Like Al Harrington or something?
Nope. Even more crazy.
More crazy.
Yes.
Then Al Harrington.
Yes. Happened in his rookie season.
Wilson Chandler?
Nope. Happened in a year the Knicks lost 65 games.
Was Tim Hardaway Jr.?
No, keep going.
I don't know. Tell me.
Kevin Knox. Kevin Knox on December 9th, 2018 against the Charlotte, I guess they were Hornets at the time, and a 119 to 107 loss, had 26 points on 10 of 25 shooting, 4 threes, and 15 rebounds.
Pretty sure I went on a live stream that night and called Kevin Knox the future of the Knicks.
Mm-hmm. The second coming, indeed. Shout out Periscope.
That's a good job by me. Thanks, Kev. Kevin Danishevsky, this might be my number two most exciting moment I've watched as a fan of a team other than the David Tyree catch. That's because you weren't around, I guess, for the 4-point play, so that would make sense. DiVincenzo Iheart, Hart Leon. DiVincenzo Iheart, Hart Leon, unreal job. I hope Leon Rose somewhere is having a nice cocktail tonight. I hope. But yeah, I remember the Tyree catch. I watched that live in a bar. It was fun. I'm not a Giant fan, but it was still cool. Jacob Slavitt, what's going on, Jacob? The soul of John Starks lives on through Josh Hart. Interesting comp. Only people like them can truly call the Garden home. It's really moving stuff. I love that. That's really fitting. It's really fitting because John Starks, I think, was, and shout out to Chris Herring, Blood in the Garden. The book is written brilliantly, and it kind of, you know, each chapter focuses on a different player from that era, and the John Starks chapter really kind of takes you down the road for him and how tough of a road it was for him coming up. And I think with Josh Hart, like, Josh Hart was like, he was recruited and he was, you know, he was always going to be drafted, you know, it was a question about whether he was going to be a first round pick or not. But certain players just have a connection to the city, and whether they started here or not, like Josh Hart didn't start here. Josh Hart was never meant to play anywhere else other than New York. Just like David DeBuscher was never meant to play anywhere else outside of New York, you know? Starks, absolutely. And Hart fits right in that mold. And that's why, like, I really, like, it's tough because, like, you know, even before this game, even after game one, like, I'm not calling anybody out, but, like, there were a lot of fans who were like, Josh Hart is hurting us, you know, and does the shooting inconsistency compromise what you try to do? Yeah, for sure. But when you factor in everything else, it's like what JJ, it's like go look at the Reddit clip from earlier today, the JJ Reddit clip, I should say. He's like, yeah, the guy comes with issues. I don't give a fuck. That guy's a winning player. I want him on my team. I want him on the floor. You know? And that's Josh Hartsman. How do you not love everything about Josh Hart? 48 minutes, by the way. Will Oliver, we've usually been on the other side of that. Wow. Yeah. Not tonight. We weren't. Not tonight. Thank you, Will. Twin Orange. What's going on, Twin Orange? I thought Starks was going to get a tech. Love him. Number three. I got to see that. I got to see the clip. I haven't seen the clip yet. I did just get saw a tweet from Fred Katz. Tibbs closed out his post-game presser in a very Tibbs way. I think we're doing okay, he said. We got to do a lot better. We know going out to Philly, it's going to be different. We got to clean things up. We got to be better, and we got to play better defense. One of one. Thomas. One of one. Justin. Teflon Dante. This team embodies everything that is New York. How? What just happened? 2-0, baby. Two more to go. This team has my heart in Stein. Well done. I like that. That was very good. We'll put together a super chat there, Justin. Completely agree about the part about the team embodying everything that is New York. Will Leach, I think I referenced this, I'll reference it again because it's worth referencing, wrote a great piece for the New Yorker a couple weeks ago. It was more specifically about Jalen Brunson, but it could apply to the whole team. Like, New Yorkers have an image of themselves, and this team fits that image. And whether it's like, you know, whether it's true or not, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Like, never count us out. You know, not going to outwork us, that sort of thing. It's the mentality of the city. If you don't have that mentality, you're probably not going to do very well here. Anthony Jolie, I can't believe that in my first ever playoff game in MSG, I witnessed that. Hashtag Knicks, hashtag New York forever. That's a good job by you. You should go to more playoff games. Try to think. This was my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I think this was my 6th playoff game. I think. Really cool that you got to witness this, though. You will never forget it. Thanks, Anthony. Luyen Chow, I hope I pronounced that correctly. Wow, what a game. Been a fan for 40 years. Congratulations to you. You've earned it. And this win was up there with one of the most memorable. Whatever happens from here on in, this is what we want and have wanted from a New York Knicks team, pure heart. I'm so happy you said that. And really, like, I know that the emotions are flowing tonight, and I know we wouldn't be feeling the same way if they had lost, and we're not going to be feeling as great if we, you know, we'll drop a game or at some point, you know, God forbid, lose a series and it's over. How could you possibly want more from a team? Like, again, just watching that game tonight, we're praising them because a confluence of events happened in the final 30 seconds. And that is what has engendered our praise, as it should. But just like, go back and think about the entire game. And yeah, we could sit here and we could quibble about Brunson should have passed a little bit more, maybe, you know, whatever. You can't question one possession when it comes to, were they giving max effort? Were they fully locked in? Were they putting it all on the line? Were they, you know, kind of on point? Were they thinking through it? Were they, you know, were they distracted or anything? Every type of question that you could answer or that you could ask about a basketball team, they answered tonight. And that was going to be true whether they won or lost. And that's, I'm thrilled that they won. But this team, they deserve our love and affection at this point, regardless of anything. And that they just keep fucking winning. Thank you for the generosity.
What's up, Knicks fans? Quick break to tell you about our new sponsor, Unified. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of the Knicks Film School Podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System. And if you haven't heard of the EE system yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Whether you're here in the Big Apple or at hundreds of other locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? don't hesitate. Go to unifiedhealing.com/KFS to learn more and find a center near you. Again, that's unifiedhealing.com/KFS. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
Busy, enough of this scary shit, Macri. You did this bit last year. Break out your brooms. We just took their hearts. I'm not giving in, Busy. I'm not giving in. I'm not going to do it. If they win the series in five, I will be the first person to say I was wrong. I gave the Sixers too much credit. I didn't give the Knicks enough credit. Maybe they do win in five. I don't know if I would change my pick. I would think about it. I don't think the Sixers are broken. I don't think the Sixers are broken. I think they're going to come out and they're going to give a really good effort. That's it. I think they're going to give a really good effort. We'll see if it's enough. May not be enough. Dom, how confident are we feeling that Philly might have fucked around and we'll find out who JB is in game three? It's a great question, Dom. It's the question of the series at this point. What is Brunson going to come out with in game three, game four, if we get to it, game five? He just might, like, look, you can't, here's the thing. You cannot say that this player is not a big game player because he has come up big in big games, game after game after game after game. I think the difference is that, again, and I said this on the last live stream, I will say it again now. There is a difference between when you're kind of going out there still semi quasi under the radar, and when you're going out there as like, that's the MVP, right? That's the MVP, Joel Embiid. Okay, I got to be as good as him. And you know why? Because people expect me to be as good as him. Now, do people actually expect him to be as good as Joel Embiid? Maybe not, but this version of Joel Embiid, I'm sure he's feeling, how could he not be feeling some modicum of pressure about, like, well, it's a hobbled Embiid, so I got to be better. Like, it's no it's no shade that he's doing poorly. But we'll see if he picks it up. I think he will. Thank you, Dom. Sam Garcia with another one. The Sixers are a bunch of crybabies. I can't sit here and tell you how I'd react if I was a Sixers fan and I lost that game. So, yeah. Thank you, Sam. Dom with another one. This is in 2013. I feel very confident this team won't let up. Let's freaking go Knicks. I don't know that I would comp this team to any team. I definitely am not comping it to 2013, which was a very good team, to be clear. I'm not comping this team to that team. I'm not really comping this team to any team that I've seen because I think they're very unique. If anything, I would comp it to the 99 team. Which had a terrible regular season. This team has had a very good regular season, but in terms of, like, you know, you maybe didn't think of them a certain way going in, or, well, we did. So, yeah, I don't know. It's a tough one. Thanks, Tom. OG team, what's up? For Mac and Andrew, would you bet your entire life savings Brunson doesn't have a game like this next game? No. I would not. I'd bet a few bucks. I would not bet my life savings. Because mostly I have kids and I would do that to them potentially. I think he'll be better. I think he's been good on the road all year. I imagine it'll be good to have a couple days off. I think it'd be good to have a couple days off. We know he can make shots. We know he can make tough shots. He's going to be fine. Thanks, OG team. Hunter Hosteller, Starks had the most energy in the arena tonight. Special. I really got to see a freaking clip of Josh, of John Starks. Maybe, can I pull it up on Twitter, maybe? It'll probably come up right away, right? John Starks.
John, I'll pull it. I'll pull it.
Oh, I see it now.
Never mind.
I see the hug. I mean, this is great stuff. I'm so happy for John Starks. Alex, what's going on, Alex? Tobias Harris is the Alfred Payton of Andrea Bargnani's. Wait, what did you just do there? Tobias Harris is the Alfred Payton of Andrea Bargnani's. Yeah, I don't think I'm supposed to try to figure that out, so I'm not going to. Lowry looked hurt. I don't know about that. Did he?
Last play of the game, the crazy sequence, he literally limped. He was on the baseline because he got hurt on the play and then limped off the court. He wasn't on the court for their final two possessions either.
Well, you know what? If he has to miss the game, I'm not going to miss him. I'll feel bad a little bit. I will not miss him. I know he didn't do a ton tonight. That dude, he's a gamer. He's a winner. Oubre is getting worn down. Interesting that they did not even have Oubre. Like, that's the thing, man. Like, the Oubre matchup, you figured, was like their biggest move to put Oubre on Brunson and like make him frustrate him. They weren't even putting, like, Oubre wasn't even in the game, you know? So like, they didn't have a quote unquote Brunson stopper, which is, it's kind of so weird. Anyway, Embiid and Maxey need help. Where's it coming from? It's a fair question. It's a fair question. If Lowry's hurt, especially, that's a even fairer question. I believe in Batum to give them good stuff. You know, we'll see about Harris. I mean, they got stuff from other guys, not a lot, you know. I don't know. I thought they got some timely threes tonight. I thought they got timely threes. I thought they got timely threes from Batum. I thought they got timely threes from Lowry. I guess that's about it. They got some timely threes, though. Thanks, Alex. Other Alex, look at this. Back to back. Jalen going to do in game three what AD is tonight against the Nuggets. Embiid is already speaking like a broken, beaten, defeated man. Hashtag Nixon 4. I don't know what Embiid quotes you saw, but he did not sound beaten and broken to me. As for what Jalen's going to do in game three, I think I would bet something that he would have a very good game. I don't know what. I don't know what defines very good. I would be shocked if he went out there and he had another game like he said in the first two games. Too good of a player. Freeway Hustle 21. Thank you again, Freeway Hustler. No place has more heart attack survivors than the New York metropolitan area. Well, we have a lot of good hospitals nearby, so that works out well. Yes. This fucking team. D-Zilla, what's going on, D-Zilla? Can't always celebrate with KFS nowadays. Don't worry, when you're here, we appreciate you, man. But a double bang requires all the celebrations. This team is unreal. There is no quit, only grit. Let's freaking go. Yes. And this goes for everybody. I know, like, people are busy and lives change and schedules change and this, that, and the other thing. If you're here with us, we love you. If you can't chime in, we still love you. And appreciate everybody watching and listening and doing all that you do. Double bang. 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 Wish I could do it justice. Busy with another one. Busy with a couple here. This is the first. Tibbs has almost earned a lifetime contract with me with how this team has played. With that said, of course, there's always... When is there not a but? When is there not a but? My plea is to have DiVincenzo guard Maxey. He's looked better than OG guarding him. Plus... Wait on the plus. Hold on. If we have OG on Maxey, he's unable to be the low man if the center has to help trap the pick and roll ball handler and Embiid is rolling to the basket. OG needs to have the freedom to be the free safety on defense. I want to go and watch again. Like, I know Embiid, I know Maxey had a great game tonight. I felt like every time I keyed in on OG Anunoby on defense, I thought he did a really nice job. Want to go back and rewatch? Got to watch the tape, right? Again, I think there's very sound logic to what you're saying. You know what? Let me hold on before I say something that out of turn. Let me look up tonight. So the Sixers had a very good offensive rating in game one. They had a 116.9. That's not outstanding. It's solid. You know, it would be like, I think certainly in the top 10 in the NBA. So tonight, the Philly offensive rating, we had 113.0. They had 109.8. Like, that's fine. You know, like, I don't know. I haven't had any issue with their defense. I don't think that's the bigger issue. I think the bigger issue is just figuring out how to get Brunson going. But it's fair, and I'll ask. We'll talk about it tomorrow. I'll talk about it with Fred for sure, and I'll ask him because maybe he has a different answer. And again, I want to go back and watch those possessions.